Hello, everybody, and welcome to Say Spotlight. Today I'm here with Scott Somerville from the Independent Music Production Program. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing very fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Richmond Hill, originally, an old school Richmond Hillbilly, just north of Toronto. And although I also have spent many years in Peterborough as well, my heart's also out there, and I go back there pretty regularly, too.
So you're pretty local to the area.
Yeah, yeah.
And when did your interest with music begin?
I was 5 years old. I went to a farm for a weekend, and there's an old piano there, and I just fell in love instantly. And we already had a piano at home, too, so we just went back home, and that's when the inspiration started to get playing. And eventually that evolved into guitar at around 10 or 11, and I kind of kept exploring from there, got into banjo, got into mandolin, thanks to Mumford & Sons, they big influence back in the day. And yeah, that kept on evolving too. I mean, at this point, I also play hand pan drums and drum kit as well. And I was exploring accordion. Around my teens, I got into the fiddle, and I've wow. been getting quite into that. That's one of my main instruments at this point now too. So, and the pipe organ as well. So wow. I have a friend out in Peterborough who just got a lease on a old cathedral that's like, it was abandoned for 5 years or so. And she just renovated it. And there's this beautiful pipe organ. It's one of five of its kind in Canada. And so I've been really diving into that lately. And overall, music's always been an exploratory kind of journey for me over the years. So
that's amazing. All those different instruments. So has music always been a part of your life? Did you grow up listening to the radio?
Yeah, yeah. It's always been a big part of life for me. I mean, it's the universal language, right? And it's the language that tunes into our emotions most directly, right? You have your major chords, your minor chords, you can express these emotions through harmony, right? Which is more direct in that way than any verbal language could be, right? So it was always a part of, it would be a part of celebration, it'd be part of grieving. It's always served a really important role in my life in that way. And I mean, it's also kind of like a spiritual practice, right? Like a meditation, right? It's sitting yeah. with whatever is happening and translating it into music is, it's a way of processing lots of different things in life, I find.
So with all the different instruments that you play, I feel like this will be an interesting question. What's your songwriting process? Do you start with instrumentals or do you let the lyrics come to you first?
It's a bit of a blend. Originally, like it would be music first, and then I'd try to write words to it. And eventually at some point it started to reverse more or less, where I'd start with the lyrics and then the music would match the lyrics. For me now, poetry actually, it comes a lot smoother now than it ever has. I used to try to construct a song, whereas now it is more, it just kind of flows through.
And do you feel like that came with time? Just yeah. the experience of writing?
Yeah, for sure. Experience of writing, also experience with life and contemplation over the years. It could just kind of build up to having just a more greater clarity over what it is that I want to tell the world and share with the world. And but also too, on a personal level, it's like trying to make sense of your own thoughts or your own feelings. And at this point, there's a greater clarity with that. And I find with poetry too, like there's this kind of ancient use of poetry as a way to really get to the kind of the purest form of a thought. If a poem comes in a moment and it comes all together, it's like, I'll find myself like having written a song where it just kind of came in the moment, and I learn more about myself after the fact of having that song having come up. It's like kind of emerging from the subconscious and just kind of helping reveal things about myself or where I stand on things or where some of the deeper emotionality that I'm working with. It kind of helps reveal those things through poetry, right? It's like one way of just kind of the subconscious just putting it together into a little package for you to open up,
It's a really different way of putting things into words that could be shared through other people who might not share an exact experience, but they might get the basic ideas just based on the feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned briefly your message to the world. So what would you say that is? When you write music, do you think about somebody on the other side listening, or do you just write for yourself? Or is it a combination of both, that you want to share your personal experiences, but also tell other people that they're not alone?
Yeah, it is a communication to the world, ultimately, on a fundamental level. But it comes out of my own contemplations and reflections and conversations and, you know, inspiration. There's a jazz player who put it once that it's like the musician is just the first listener of the music, right? Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like that, in the sense that, like, you know, it's not all about me, right? Like I don't write as a way of only making sense of my own things, but I try to translate that, you know, in a communicable form. And I am kind of thinking about that, but ultimately it just kind of flows through as it does. And like I really try to hone in on the deeper wisdom of things through the poetry. Like I don't really try to write just kind of random stuff that, you know, I'm not trying to just put out a vibe exactly. Like I am trying to say a thing that could be helpful in the right, to the people going through the right context, where it just makes sense to them in that moment and it can help them through whatever they're going through. Like I try to have it be relevant in that way. But then again, I don't really try in that sense. Like it just kind of happens like that. And I'm just trying to keep it like that. Essentially. Yeah.
Natural writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with all the different instruments that you mentioned you played, this is going to be an interesting one for you to answer. What's a strange instrument that you want to add to a song? You mentioned banjo, pipe organ. Yeah. Is there something that's kind of out there that you don't usually hear that you just really interests you and grabs your ear, that you think, I want to put that into one of my pieces somehow?
Oh, where do we begin? I mean, lately I've been really honing in on the harp.
Nice.
Not that it's unusual, but it's
more of a classical instrument than modern.
Yeah, and it's maybe not so common. And for me, it kind of comes out of this drive to connect with my deeper ancestral roots, and like the Irish and the Celtic music. Very nice. Is really a big part of like exploring that is a big part of my own kind of personal journey. Like just kind of coming to the wisdom of ancestry, which the harp in particular is like it's a very soothing instrument. It brings a different energy, right? You don't want it for every song, but you want it, like you want to, I don't know. That's been a big interest for me.
But you are right. It is a very soft, relaxing, it has a very particular soothing sound.
Yeah. And it's very elemental too. Like the way you just kind of flow your fingers across it, you know, it's
ethereal almost.
Yeah, for sure. Like last year I sold my bass and I got a little medium-sized harp. It's kind of the classic Irish size, like, you know, you can travel, be like a bard moving from town to town with it, you know. It's not this big massive triangle you need a shipping container for or anything. Yeah. And that's been quite a journey connecting with that, and I haven't recorded with it yet, but I'd like to get to that point. For sure.
I can't wait to hear that. So this next one is a bit of a basic question, but what do you see yourself doing in 10 years?
Well, I just want to keep on the path that I'm on right now. For me, music is a lifestyle. It's like, it is a profession, and it's becoming more of a profession now. Like I've been sustained by music alone in some form. I also teach music as well. And,
oh, very nice.
So that's been a good way to kind of really jump into music as a profession and kind of keep that path going. But there's lots of different roles to take within music as a whole, right? Performing and songwriting and composing is one side of it. And that's definitely, you know, I'm going to keep doing that my whole life. And 10 years down the road, like I really hope to, you know, I really hope to have material out and available and building an audience and effectively influencing people on that scale, you know, providing and serving in that way. Yeah, touring, like, you know, all these other elements I'd like to be 10 years down the line. I mean, there's lots of ways it can go, right? There's lots of adventures that music can take you on. And
it's already great that you're sharing the knowledge that you already have. So you mentioned you want to go on tour and do some gigs. So this is a bit of a fun question. What's a band or artist that you would love to open for?
Ooh, that is a good question. Well, I mean, there's so many great musicians. Lorena McKennitt is like one of my favorites. She's just like really, you know, spoken to my heart with her harp playing and her and she's just so phenomenal. Definitely would love to open up for her at some point. That's a big dream. But also, I mean, I also love a lot of jam bands as well. bands like, you know, Dead and Company and Fish and all them, like this whole jam band scene. Like, I just love that to death, the way that they explore music. And so, you know, I'd love to, you know, open up for any of them. Yeah, there's so many bands, really.
And then there's a few common answers here, but do you have a dream venue that you want to play?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say maybe like the top of, you know, the top possibility would be the that new Sphere that they opened up in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that would be a really cool show.
Like, U2 did their show there, and they're one of my favorite bands, too, like, since forever. Now Fish is playing there. They're like the second band I've heard of playing there. And like two of my favorites off the bat, right? And all the visualizing elements of that setup is just phenomenal. And I mean, first off, I'd love to just go there and experience it, but to play there someday would be pretty sick. But I also love the outdoor venues too, you know, like Red Rocks or the Gorge. Like, there's lots of beautiful venues.
There's some great ones out in nature.
Yeah, to be able to watch like the sunset while you're playing, and like that would be, you know, a place like that would be pretty special too. I also kind of, I don't know, like, there's also so many natural spaces that could become a venue, you know, like they don't have, you know, like there's no one there.
All you really need is just to set up a stage and a sound system.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, something like Cathedral Grove or out west, some of the massive old growth forests out there would be like really special to play in, you know, and just to gather with people in those spaces, you know, little fireside, jams, you know, like out in the woods.
It's a close group feeling.
Yeah, for sure. And that could be small, it could be big, it could be, you know, whatever you make it. So just there's so many beautiful spaces to play in, and music's a good way to kind of connect with natural spaces in that way, you know, to come together and celebrate as a group. You know,
music is a pretty natural thing in itself.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, there's something to be said for I've heard Paul Stamets talk about this, how mushroom mycelium actually responds to sound vibrations, especially like the lower frequencies and rhythms. Like, it helps them, it stimulates growth of mushroom mycelium, you know, which actually has like an ecological impact, you know, and we've always been doing that for thousands and thousands of years, right? Like, that's always been a part of the human experience, is playing music in those environments. And so I think there's something to be said for that too.
So a bit closer than 10 years, do you have any big next steps planned? Any album, anything you want to promote while you're here?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, being at Seneca and the independent music production program really comes from this drive to learn how to record myself and other people as well. But right now I'm recording a lot of music that I've been writing over the last number of years that haven't seen the light of day in terms of public releases, just because they haven't, like, I haven't had the funds to go through a full recording experience, and also to make all the ends meet on that front. But my dad's he just retired he's a newspaper photographer. And nice. Without Photoshop, he wouldn't be able to do the work that he's been doing his whole career, you know? Mm-hmm. So I kind of see it similarly, like, you know, if I can just make it into the final product of the song that can be released and, you know, put online and such, becoming more confident and capable in that side of the operation is really helping with this whole process. So I have lots of songs at this point that I have like over 50 songs that I really feel like are ready for people to hear. And yeah, I'm recording those right now. And I'm putting a lot of work into that and planning on it being likely a triple album.
Wow.
So like three parts, just because all the songs, like, they really do connect. And I also am having a vision for a poetry book to accompany it.
Oh, nice.
Right, just because they're all connected, and I want to put them all together in that way. Now like in the meantime, you know, before that's released as a whole thing, you know, like singles and such, I'll roll those out. But yeah, I'm working towards ultimately getting a lot of this music recorded and likely a three-part album under the name Spirit of Symbiosis.
So thank you for tuning in to Say Spotlight. I've been here with Scott. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, at some point, maybe TikTok and such, and a website at some point as well. I go by actually I have a bit of a moniker nickname of Reishi. So you'll find me as Reishi Malin. Reishi is R E I S-H-I. It's a medicinal mushroom. Maylen is my middle name. So M-A-Y-L-E-N. So you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook, Reishi Maylen. And a website will come out soon.
Reishi Maylen, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Can't wait to hear
what you have in store next.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Your Campus Connection. This is Say Radio, the voice of Seneca College.